ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे बिंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि। यं प्रभ्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमातुष्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां चरणं त्रिभिः। We were explaining Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So it depends on Annyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Adhanavritam Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam. What? For sadhaks, anukullena krishna anushilanam is bhakti. But when we will give up anya bilash and recover gyan and karma and we will serve Krishna by all our senses, then it may be uttama. And those who are liberated for annabhilashita and jnana karma dhyanavrita, it is not needed there. Already done. Only anukullena krishna anushilanam. How he is cultivating his all senses for the pleasure of Krishna in any relation to Krishna. Then that devotee is certainly superior. It depends on that. Brahma will tell, I have never served Krishna. Outwardly I am serving, I am obeying him by helping something in creation and looking after this world. But Krishna has never given his hands on my head. He has never taken me in my lap, in his lap. Like servant, there is a servant who is day and night doing everything for you and you are paying something for him, and your son never does anything. He wants some money and always playing here there, studying, yes, and playing here and there, and he is burden to his father and mother. But yet, father and mother love that boy. Why? Why? He gives so much to his servant, but servant always day and night doing so much. And boy not doing anything, son or daughter, not so. But yes, he is giving more than that servant. And kissing, embracing, taking in his lap. Why? Because there is a relation. He loves his wife more than mother. Why? Mother cannot give all things to his son. He can give his everything to his husband, but not whole affection, heartily, everything to his son he can give to. But if she has so many children, then it will be in fraction. Brahma is telling that Prahlad is more superior than me. That for Prahlad, Nrisimhadev came and saved him. Poison was given, and Prahlad happily took it. Krishna came in his heart and he digested all these things. It became like nectar for him. So Prahlad is more better, superior. But Hanuman always serving him day and night. He brought so many mountains for making a pool for Lanka. When Sita was stolen, he went to Lanka and discovered Sita and helped Ram. He fought for Ram, always serving. So Hanuman is more better. Prahlad cannot serve like Hanuman day and night. Prahlad has some occasion, very little to serve. But Hanuman cannot come on the soldier of Ram. Ram cannot embrace always. He cannot kiss Hanuman. Hanuman cannot serve him in night. Sita can serve. So Sita is more superior. But Pandavas more. Day and night, with one palanga, they are sleeping. Sometimes Krishna became guru, sometimes like messenger, some like charioteer, sometimes giving his sister to Arjun, marrying. So in so many ways, Hanuman cannot do. They can go anywhere, walking Arjun, with Arjun, they can do. Their arms each other like this, like equal sakha. But sometimes Arjun may, I have done mistake, wrong, offense. Oh, you are supreme. And when he saw the universal form, Uddhamesad more and more. Arjun cannot go to Vrindavan, Braja, but Uddhav can go. And Uddhav wants the thick dust of gopis. So gopis are most dear to Krishna. Anyone cannot serve in any sphere like gopis. And in gopis, there are 8 gopis prominent. In them, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Indulekha, Tung Vidya, and also they are Shyamala, Bhadra, Chandraru, Padma, Shabya, all are prominent. Among them two, Radha and Chandravali. And among two, Radhika is herself Krishna. No? Himself, herself. Krishna has divided himself into two. His left body became Srimati Radhika. They cannot be divided. Chandravali and all the gopis, all the Lakshmis, Satyabhama Rukmini, Lakshmi, and all the Lakshmis are sometimes they are like Kayabhu, sometimes gopis are Kayabhu, Lalita Vishakha, and they are Mahishis of Dwarka are manifestation of Srimati Radhika. And Lakshmi is his Vilas Murti, Vaibhav Vilas, and all others are like that. Like Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Baladev, Mahasankarsan, Narayan, Garbhodasai, Khirodasai, all are his Ansa, Ansa, Ansa. Ete Chala, Kala, Punsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan. Ansa. Like sometime manifestation. So Srimati Radhika is supreme power of Krishna. No difference from Krishna. They cannot be divided into two. Always like this. But for Leela, Vilas, they have become two. So Srimati Radhika is supreme, dearest to Krishna. How to achieve all these things? You will have to begin from Adav Sabdha, Tatah Sabhusam, Tatah Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anathana Vritti, Nistha, Tato Ruchi, then Ashakti, and then Bhav will come. This Bhav will be divided into so many fractions, and the all combination of all will be Bhakti Rasa. Then that Rati will be like a Sthai Bhav, Vibhav, Sati, and so many things are. So here, how to attain these things? Yes, I do. That bhakti begins from Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Nadi Prabhu should define what is Shraddha. Again, association of Vaishnava comes. And hearing, then a greed will come that I should take initiation from any bona fide Vaishnava who has really bhakti. And thus by the help of devotees, he chooses his Gurudev. And from him, he takes initiation. Hearing always, obeying always, serving always him. Also doing some questions in a very humble way. But at that time, their bhakti is anaisthiti, not nistha. So bhajan kriya is of two kinds. Anisthiti, naisthiti. When we will connect this idea that, whether I should be in marriage life or not marriage life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his wife, Raghunath Das left his wife and home. So many persons. Narad never married, Sukadeva Goswami not married. So we should be like that. Because married life is like fire. We can be burned in that fire. And in the meantime, again he thinks, Vyas has married, Krishna has married, Ram has married, Maharaj Janak was so qualified, he was also married. All the gopis were married. Srivas Pandit of Mahachaitanya Mahaprabhu Parikar. And about all the associates of Mahaprabhu were married. Then what harm to a marriage? Again he thinks, if no harm, then why they left? Why? What to do? What I should do? And if he is in marriage life, he thinks that, what should I do now? I should leave my wife or not? Should I take renounce order? Or what should I do? Not thinking anything. Sometimes he has so much taste in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, like this. Walking? No? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And sometimes Mala is stopped and thinking. So many troubles, so many problems. And not chanting. No? Sometimes test, sometimes not test. Struggling so many things. My father and mother are old. In Western countries, no problem this. They should be given to old houses, no harm. Be free. But in India, it is a problem. My father and mother are so old. They have supported me. After death of both, I will give up my whole life. And I will go to mat or anywhere. And alone I will chant Hare Krishna. Oh, my children are so very. They are upon me. If I am giving up, and then they will die. Full support. So I must. Because Krishna has given me the bhar,
responsibility.
I have so much responsibilities to do. If I am giving up, who will take this responsibility? Krishna has given. So he is in dilemma, what to do, not to do. This is not nishtha. Hearing so much from Vaishnavas who are superior to them, then nishtha may come. Always chanting, remembering and hearing. A strong belief in Shastra, a strong belief in Guru words, a strong belief in Vaishnava Bhakti. And three are one. Strong belief, do or die. I will do bhajan if whole world is against me, still I will do bhajan. Anyone cannot check me from this. Less and less disturbance may come. Anyone can cut me in pieces, but I will never give up chanting Harinama and devotion of Krishna. This is Nishtha. He has established in one thing that I will do bhajan. No doubt at all at that time. So nasta prayaesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati nashti. If a man has very shaking sraddha, komal sraddha, not nasty, nishtha, but even always being in association of very good qualified who is doing bhajan himself, he is established in Krishna bhakti, then by his association our bhakti will be nasty. And then how it will be? How it will be? Like Mohammedan told Haridas Thakur, being a Mohammedan and you are chanting Hare Krishna, the Hindu's name, you are doing all this nonsense. You should do Allah Khuda Rahim. Why you are chanting? We will cut you in pieces. We will do anything for you. You should be changed, he told very gently and in harmony. If you will cut me less and less pieces, I can stop my chanting. My service to Krishna, God is one without second, so I can never. I know that by doing, I will be happy forever, and I know that Atma is immortal, soul is immortal. Any cannot touch Atma. So how you can do? You can cut this body, no heart. One day it will die. So why to fear for it? This is mystery. After that Ruchi Kamo. Why devotees are falling down? Very big problem. Taking renounce order, being in movement for more than 20 years. Why falling? The brahmachari serving Thakurji and worshipping for 10 years, more than 12 years, 14 years, and they at once marry from a devotee who is serving in temple. Why? Because I think they have no nishtha. So-called devotees like. Also, they may offend any Vaishnava, bhakti, it may be. It may be that their heart is weak, but they are not true devotees in sense. So we should not be verified that he has fell down. We never think like that. Because he was not devotee, he was also falling down first, and he is now in the same state. Any some red cross was given only to inspire that you should come in bhajan. Actually he was not a pure devotee. But general personally think that he was devotee. general person can think that it is gold, but really it was copper. Anyone can think that he cheated, but he will tell you he was before cheated and now he is cheated. He was never devotee like this. So we should try to do bhajan, actual pure bhajan. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for Gaya, from Gaya, and he decided that I should give up this world because I am not coming in renounce order. I cannot preach. I cannot test the three wills for which I have come. And I cannot distribute Krishna praise to all. Or I cannot establish Krishna preaching, Harinam Sankirtan Yugadharma. So he decided. He decided that tomorrow I will give up this world. In this night, coming night, he went to the villagers and he embraced all. All were so happy now. He brought some milk, some sabji, some vegetables, anything here, there, and met with all villagers. In the evening he told her mother, "Mother, I want to take some sweet milk and lucky means boiled something. Please make it, prepare and give me." Sachi Maiya prepared it and offered to Gopal, Krishna, and he brought to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't sleep, be straight, not like this, straight sitting. Tomorrow I will go, then you can do like this and take some oil in your nose and you can do no harm. So, today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so cheerful. In the night, he went himself to his wife. He had never been to his wife for a long time from the time of marriage. Not spoke him anything lovely, my dear or that, nothing. Always, "Oh Krishna," and weeping. Also always rolling on the ground, "Oh Krishna, where you are?" So he had not chance to meet his wife. His wife also used to live very far away from him, not coming. Today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and from his own hand decorated her hair and gave a betel net with his own hand to Vishnu Priya Devi. He pacified so many things. And he was talking very lovely. But she was thinking, "I see that my happiness is for a moment. I'm looking some strange things. For a long time, 3-4 years, he has not talked anything loving me, and today he is doing so much. In morning I went to take baths in Ganges, and my something nose ring I missed in Ganges. I searched, but I could not find. Oh, this is a very bad thing for marriage wife. It will be some very danger. And when I was coming, returning, I had a very big knock for and some injury, and blood came from my fingers, toes. Why all these things? If a lamp, in Indian lamp, hurricane lamp is there, or any lamp, if it is
going to
extinguish, then it will do drop, like going and coming, and at last it is gone, extinguished. So my bhagya, my fortunate is going to be a step extinguished. I don't know what will. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was loving so much, and after that Jogmaya came on the eyes of Vishnupriya Devi, and 1,000 months of weight come on his lips. He did not want to sleep, but he slept, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw once towards her. She was a young lady of only 18 or 20, very beautiful, like orphan, no one was there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left at once. He became so nistur,
cruel.
Mother Raja standing on the gate, that my son will today give up home. So he was like a statue, no tears in eyes, always dried up. And she became a statue. Chaitanya Mahanivai Prabhu came and did parikrama four and touched the feet of her mother, his mother, and went away. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, mother what?
Fainted
and on the earth he fell down. Nearby, Ganges was flowing, so cold, full of water, weak current. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ha Krishna, and jumped. And went to Kantak Nagari. And took sannyas. And was going to Vrindavan. No? Anyhow, Nityananda Prabhu directed him that he should come to Shantinagar. He told that, oh, we are going to Vrindavan. Oh, Vrindavan is very near us. And he taught the boys that you should do. If Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit will ask where you are, you should tell that this is Vrindavan. These are cows of Vrindavan and Jamuna is flowing. That told to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was mad in Krishna prema. Where Vrindavan? So he asked the boys and cowherd boys, and they told that, oh, you have reached Vrindavan. Oh, I am so lucky that in a very moment I have come to Vrindavan. Oh, Jamuna is here. He began to do pranam. At once he saw that Advaita Acharya was there. He said, oh, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, oh, you have been to Vrindavan with me? Yes, I am Vrindavan. He told that this part of Ganges, western part is Jamuna, and eastern part is
Ganga.
So you are really here. After he saw lakhs and lakhs persons there, he went to Shantipur. Mother was there. Mahaprabhu began to weep and told Mother, I have done mistake. I have not served you. You have supported me from childhood, but I could not serve you. If you will tell, ask me, I will give up this renounce order and I will be in married life and I will serve. She told her, no, don't do so. What you have done, you have done. But I want that I should cook and you should take my prasadam here. And don't go to Vrindavan, be in Puri, Jagannath Puri, so that I may sometimes see you. You can come to take bath in Ganges here, or I may go to Puri. Yes, I will follow your order. All came. Even dogs came from Navadvip Mayapur to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet. Lakhs and lakhs persons came. But only one was in whom? Who was she? Always weeping. She never came. Who can be renounce order? Who can give his most dearest thing in this world? Everything and that also dearest thing. Then he can be. For Krishna he can give up. So Mahaprabhu gave up his most dearest Vishnu Priya. So all can come. Mother can come. Sister can come. All can come. All villagers can come. But she cannot come. Why? What offense he has done? Anything is there. When Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, what she was doing? Actually, this was bhajan. You should try to take that kind of bhajan. Then bhajan, then nistha will come, and all kinds of false ego, and all things will go. Otherwise, not. Then ruchi will come, and nistha, asakti, and then bhava will come. She used to take nothing. Only from morning to midday, she has some rice and taking not bead bag and be Hare Krishna. Only taking this rice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Tears coming, and it was washed in this, her tears, and put in here. Again take it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Like this whole day. And when it became in midday like this, she cooked. And after cooking, she used to give to the hands of her mother, Sakiti. She used to offer that. Oh, Nima is not here. What should I do? Weeping she used to offer to deities. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to take that Mahaprasad. Sometimes with Nityananda Prabhu. And used to take all. Then Sakima saw that all. In that plate nothing is there. What became? Today perhaps I have not cooked or anything. I have not offered. She used to go to the kitchen room, whether I have cooked or not. Oh, perhaps I have not cooked. Sometimes thinking I am waiting always. Mahaprabhu used to come from Puri and he told to any Vaishnava, go and tell my mother when my mother reminds me, I used to go there. And what she offers, I take. Sometimes my mother thinks that I have not cooked or not given, offered. But I used to go and take. Sometimes I took everything and again I kept everything full. So mother is in this way. Sometimes she used to take something and rest she used to give to Vishnupriya Devi. Very little. She used to give prasad to Bhaks, Ishan and others, those who were there. And very little, always weeping and chanting, remembering. This is called bhajan. Nastic bhajan. With ruchi. And if you can do like this, not remembering anyone, like Vishnupriya. Priyatam maha beloved, O beloved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, like this, taking his shape in her heart, always like this. Can you do? Then Krishna will come. So you should be like that. And doing bhajan constantly, with affection and love, then Krishna will make come. Otherwise, it is very hard. You are devotee and you will be devotee. Like sometimes falling down, sometimes coming, sometimes thinking that I am doing bhajan. But actually this is bhajan. Beautiful young prince. Very beautiful. In his boyhood, he had the association of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur used to come, this boy always having his hands, fingers, and he used to go here, everywhere. And he was always chanting, what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. His Kulguru, you know?
Family Guru.
Give him any association. His name was Jadunandan Acharya. Who was that boy?
Raghunath
Das. He was so beautiful. He was attracted to Krishna. He gave his whole heart to Krishna in boyhood by the association of Haridas Thakur. His heart was not with him. His father and mother saw that. Oh, we are losing this son. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No attraction for us. So we should bind it in any iron chain. His father told that I am trying, and he selected best, very beautiful young lady, attractive and qualified, very gentle, and he at once married. He thought that he will love his wife and he will forget Krishna. But Krishna was so crooked that he could not come out. Strongly catching here. So no effect was there. He has no affection and love for his wife. His wife wanted to love so much. But he has given his heart to Krishna. There was no heart, two hearts, like gopis. Gopis told to Uddhav, Uddhav, you are telling that you should be happy in this world, why you are remembering Krishna? Gopis told that we have no 200 or 500 kinds of hearts. We have only one heart. And that heart is gone with Krishna to Mathura now. So there is no another heart to love to anyone. So Raghunath has no another heart to love anyone. He has heard that we are all eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna. So he has no heart another to see mirror and to do 1 hour. No time. No time to give soap and to decorate. Nothing. Bulling, chanting and reminding. Krishna, Krishna, O Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.